Child, go. It ain't your fault you don't know any better. But people are coming over here. You need to go on.
I'm gonna hold this towel on your head until someone fetches a doctor. I don't care if you don't want to see a white doctor.
Whatever the man's holdup was about white people, he'd have to put it aside, she decided.
Beatrice!
A familiar and angry voice rang out from behind her.
What the hell are you doing?
Though she couldn't see his face behind his white hood, she knew it was her daddy.
Daddy, this man fell down. We need to fetch the doctor.
Vaguely disappointed, she stopped beside a pillar to check if the Turk had followed her.
I see you, my queen. You shan't escape me so easily.
Seeing him not far behind, she hurried off again, dodging between knots of curious revelers and amorous couples, making her way toward the entrance and the protection of her footman. She broke into a run and suddenly cannoned into what seemed like a wall of darkness. The unseen wall swirled, revealing a ghastly skeleton, and she lost her balance. Black-gloved hands held her in a strong grip. A shriek escaped her throat.
Please do not be frightened, ma'am. I am perfectly harmless.
His voice, a mellow baritone, warm and dark, struck a chord deep within her. As she regained her balance, he loosened his hold. There was no need to panic. I am sorry I screamed, she said, straightening up. It was just that your costume was so startling. Let him think it was just the costume.
You are in a hurry. Is someone troubling you?
There are almost as many definitions of sustainability as there are shades of green. One thing that energy and supply chain experts can agree on, however, is that sustainability is one of the most significant issues facing businesses today. So how do we define sustainability? How can we create greener supply chains? Are there really profit opportunities for companies along the way? There is no doubt that sustainability is entering a new phase that promises a broad impact on supply chains. It covers the entire organization on the demand side, as well as the supply side. From a supply chain view, you can help the environment and create profit opportunities by taking actions, such as reducing emissions from manufacturing processes, utilizing more efficient transportation modes such as LTL, less than truckload, rather than parcel, ensuring that your distribution network is properly sized for customer needs, replacing facilities with more modern warehouse technologies that use less energy. Peters flashed his teeth like a frightened chimpanzee.
Well, before you arrived, she put in for promotion, and I think... No, I know. She thought the position was hers. I don't suppose I handled it very well. I guess she holds some resentment towards you.
You mean she thinks I took her job?
Peter smiled innocently again. Hope rubbed his head. No wonder she was showing so much animosity. Great. Just what he needed. Peters lifted his hands.
If you need me to have a word with her?
No, it's probably best if I sit down and speak to her. We've not got off to the best of starts. Might be best if we clear the air anyway.
I know she can be difficult, Martin. But under all that front, she's a good copper. Really, a damn good...
He stopped mid-sentence. The subject of their conversation had walked into the office. She looked rough. Tousled hair stuck out at odd angles, and it appeared she had used a trowel to apply her makeup. Her skin glistened, and dark rings circled her eyes. She stomped to her desk and threw her bag down before descending on the coffee pot like an alcoholic opening the first bottle of the morning. Hope's one eye widened at the sight of her.
You were saying...